social media giant says the FBI influenced coverage of the presidential election. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says federal agents warned Facebook before the 2020 election that a soon-to-be-breaking story thought to be Hunter Biden's laptop was likely Russian disinformation. Zuckerberg telling the Joe Rogan podcast,
"The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant."
Zuckerberg says in response, Facebook lowered the priority of stories about the laptop, making it appear in fewer users' news feeds. Zuckerberg says he regrets suppressing a story that turned out to be factual. And just hours from now, the public will get a glimpse of the FBI's affidavit used to get that search warrant for former President Trump's home, but much of it will be covered over as a federal magistrate who issued the warrant has agreed with the Justice Department's suggested redactions.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt says, quote, "I find the government has met its burden of showing a compelling reason, good cause to seal portions of the affidavit because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, and uncharged parties. The investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources, and methods."
Fox's David Spott. Former President Trump, who's called for the release of the affidavit without redactions, reacting.
He was on social media and he said this: "The DOJ, the Justice Department, and FBI are leaking at levels never seen before, and I did nothing wrong."
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Justice Department has until noon Washington time to release the affidavit. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A New York City cop asking the highest court in the land to block his firing over vaccine refusal.
At the height of the COVID pandemic, then New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio ordered that all workplaces in the city only admit vaccinated workers. On Thursday, lawyers for NYPD Detective Anthony Marciano asked the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the city from firing Marciano and other workers who refused to get the vaccine. The detective, a 10-year veteran of the force, was one of a small percentage of civil servants who eschewed the shot. His argument is that he has natural immunity to COVID-19 and that he believes those vaccines to be unsafe. Marciano's lawyer is asking that the city be blocked from enforcing the rule until a pending appeal is resolved. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
President Biden Thursday comparing Republican ideology to semi-fascism. Speaking to a Democratic National Committee campaign event in Maryland, the Republican National Committee calling the president's remarks despicable. As the record surge of migrants continues, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas visited the border again Thursday.
After landing in Del Rio, he traveled to Eagle Pass, where the secretary visited a Border Patrol processing facility, which opened last month. The 153,000 square foot facility sits on 24 acres and has a capacity of 1,000. Then Mayorkas traveled to a park in Eagle Pass that sits right on the Rio Grande River, and he met with boots on the ground. This is something that he has done with all now 10 trips since this crisis began, yet still no signs of the surge ending or even slowing.
Fox's Casey Stegall. The prosecutor investigating alleged efforts to try and influence the 2020 election in Georgia is seeking to compel testimony from former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and lawyer Sidney Powell. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.